Hello everybody, the irritating sound of my sister's mobile phone ringtone implies that this is Mr. Chris Ottawa, the whole from YouTube and Blogspot, and I am ChrisRW on Twitter. Right, so welcome to my latest audio boo. Now, I've been a bit behind with the news recently, but you might be aware, if you are in the United Kingdom, that pop singer and X Factor judge Teresa Contestavros, gosh, I'm clever for being able to pronounce her surname, has attracted some media attention because of a sex tape that she appeared in. Or, to be specific, it's a video of herself performing oral sex on an ex-boyfriend. That video was uploaded onto the internet by the ex-boyfriend, and within hours, it was then taken down, and as you probably know, Teresa issued an apology to her fans for any offence that they might have suffered. Well, I've been thinking from a philosophical point of view, does Teresa need to apologise to her fans? I understand from her YouTube video she's apologised to her young fans. Well, they're not very likely to see the video anyway. Before I started this audio recording, I found some still images on a website that shows the imagery from the controversial video, and I think it's fair to say that, am I right in thinking that all adult women engage in oral sex at some point in their life? If so, then what Teresa has done, although traditionalists, and I used to be rather traditional in my opinions, a traditionalist might think it's disgusting, a normal person will probably regard it to be a normal activity that is acceptable in a sexual context, clearly Teresa and her ex-boyfriend within a sexual relationship. So Teresa shouldn't have to apologise for what she was indulging in for pleasure with what was a loved one at the time. And of course, brought into the public domain, she didn't know that it was going to be brought into the public domain, so it's not Teresa that has to apologise. It's the boyfriend who should apologise for trying to ruin her reputation by making it available for everyone to see. And of course, he's not got much to be proud of from what I've seen in the pictures. I'm not going to be too descriptive, but you don't see his face, obviously, but he has nothing to be proud of, I think is the best thing to say on that matter. I understand that Teresa says in her YouTube video that she thinks she was drunk at the time that the video was recorded, or rather she was unaware that it was being recorded. Well, at the end of the video she winks at the camera and blows kisses, and although she does seem a bit pale, maybe she was drunk, I would say that she was fully aware that a recording was being made. So I don't buy into her claims that she didn't realise that she was being recorded. She probably felt that the recording would be kept private, and indeed I have read elsewhere on the web that the Sun newspaper discovered in 2011 that footage existed, and that someone was threatening to release it, and Teresa said at the time that no such footage exists. So all the case of PR management on something that could be damaging to one's reputation, because Teresa has now come out and said, yes, it's me in the footage. There's no doubt from seeing the footage that it is her. So I don't think it's going to particularly damage her career in the view of adults of her age group who might engage in that activity as a normal behaviour. And I don't think it's going to damage her reputation in the eyes of young people, but they're not really going to see the footage anyway. Okay, that's all for me. We're running out of time. Check me out on YouTube and Blogger, where I am Mr. Chris Ottawa.